I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode.
Release overwhelm and zoom out to your bigger picture. I think we have all experienced those times when we've got a lot going on. There perhaps are a lot of details that we're needing to be across. This could be in your business, but equally it could be that you do have a lot going on in the business, but you've also got a lot going on in your family or in your personal life or other things that you are juggling. And all together, this is coming together and causing a degree of overwhelm. And you might feel like, I just don't know where to start. You can feel like these details are whirling. It can feel hard to prioritize. And you just might be having more trouble than usual, like really directing your time, your energy, your focus. When I'm talking with clients around this, we will often use the term in the weeds. And in the weeds is when you are just stuck in that detail and you have kind of lost perspective. You've lost sight of a bigger picture, and you've also lost some connection with that part of you that just gets it done and that can really approach things in a really grounded, capable manner that ensures that not only does it just get done, that it's done really well. So rather than having that sinking, that feeling of sinking into overwhelm, instead you like raise your energy up, you expand your capacity, and then you take action from that point. And we do often use that term, the bigger picture, and zooming out to the bigger picture as well. So it's something that I help people to do energetically. But as I was feeling into our episode for today, and this came through as the topic, I was really feeling into the types of questions that we can ask ourselves. These sometimes might be questions that I would ask a client. It depends specifically on what it is that is going on. But these are questions I would ask myself and do ask myself when I'm experiencing this type of thing. So for myself right now, I have a feeling of a little bit of crunch. So it's my son's 7th birthday this week, and then we're having a party for him on the weekend. He really wanted it to be at our house, with, you know, rather than being, you know, at an organized location where you have a lot less to do. And so because he wanted it and he had his reasons as to why he wanted that, we've totally agreed. And so we've got that to navigate. And then also I'm preparing for an event I'm running in Melbourne. And I haven't run a full day event before, and I'm so excited about it. And indeed, it's coming together beautifully. But there are a lot of logistics with that as well. And I really had this feeling for myself a couple of times in the days leading up to this episode, and I had to keep on pulling myself back out. And so I really want to share these questions that have been helping me, and really hoping that these are the types of questions that you can pack into your toolkit or indeed use right now if you are feeling a little in the weeds yourself. So we might start off just by placing your hands at your heart and taking a few deeper breaths. And isn't just this always the most beautiful place to start, with just allowing yourself to breathe and allowing yourself to become centered? And so for yourself now, just considering, are there any areas in your life or in your business that are feeling a little tangly? You're feeling down in the weeds. It could be, you know, I'm worried about this particular little thing in the business, or I'm needing more sales, or I'm worried about this, or thinking about money stuff, or, you know, just things that you might be creating or working on. Oh, I need to do some social media. You know, it just might feel like a little bit of a mess like this, but there equally might be other things outside of your business or your work that are also in your mind. Allowing those things to come in now and continuing to breathe. And now considering, what is my bigger picture? So really, what am I creating at the moment? What is it that I do really desire? Why am I doing these things? Allowing yourself to really feel and connect into your bigger picture. And now asking yourself, what am I really trying to achieve? So if I use the examples of those two things that I'm working on as I record, I want my son to have a beautiful experience with his friends, and he's going to, right? It's going to be really fun. He's just going to be delighted to have people here. So what am I really trying to achieve? Just allowing that to all be fun. Even though there might be some other details, what I'm really trying to achieve is just him having fun. And he's going to. So the other details, they're just detail. And then with the event, I want participants to have a really beautiful time. And they're going to. And all the other details are just details. So for you, what are you really trying to achieve? And then asking yourself, how can I make this easier for myself? And this could be through an action that you take, or a perspective shift. It could be through being more kind and gentle with yourself. More understanding of what it is that you are juggling. It could be through outsourcing something or getting a more cohesive plan around what it is that you need outsourced on a regular basis. It could be asking for assistance from your partner. It could be seeking further professional support, so that you are allowing yourself to get right out of the weeds and stay really focused and oriented on your bigger picture. How can you make this easier for yourself? Could be getting a plan down, doing a brain dump of everything that you're holding in your mind. And I'm almost embarrassed to say that is literally one of the biggest keys for me was when I was in those moments of overwhelm, was stop holding it all in your head and write it all down. And I say I'm almost embarrassed because it feels so obvious, but we can all have these blind spots of different kinds, and we also have brains that work in different ways, and some of us have ADHD and different things going on. And so what seems obvious and is obvious in some ways may not always be your most obvious plan of attack. but you might choose to do it now to make it easier for yourself. And then asking yourself, what is the best place for me to focus right now? And just allowing that to land, even if you're not in a state of huge overwhelm. This is still such a beautiful question to ask yourself. Perhaps you're listening out on a walk, or you are, you know, tidying or cleaning or moving around your home, or you're sitting in the car. What is the best place for me to focus right now? Sometimes it might be just on here and now, and breathing and listening and allowing. And finally, what attitude or perspective would make this feel easy? What is the overarching belief around who you are or what you're capable of or how you can tackle this series of challenges or series of tasks or difficult situation or just kind of muddle of different things? What attitude or perspective shift can you bring in that would make this all feel totally different? So an example would be, I'm totally capable of getting everything done, and it's going to be done so well, and it's all going to work out perfectly. So allowing yourself to find your attitude or perspective shift. Allowing you yourself to zoom out to your bigger picture. And just coming back to that sense of a bigger picture now. And this moment in time being so small in relation to your bigger picture and all that you are creating. And yes, every moment is significant and impactful. And also, there is a much bigger picture here. Allowing yourself to feel your connection to your bigger picture and to what is truly important to you, to what matters the most, your own priorities, your own values. And if it feels good, if it feels helpful, just reassuring yourself, it's all going to work out. If that feels to be true, if it feels like something you can tell yourself, it's all going to work out perfectly. And if it's not that type of situation, it could be, I'm going to get through this. Or something else that feels true and feels grounding and feels encouraging. I hope this has been helpful for you. You can come back to this anytime as like a transmission of this zooming out to the bigger picture, allowing you to reconnect to your bigger picture, allowing these questions to wash over you and remind you of what matters to you. Thank you. This was episode 112 of the Align and Attract podcast, and that means you can find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/112. I am so grateful you are here. If you enjoyed this episode, please do share it with a friend, especially someone who you know might be in the midst of a little bit of overwhelm at the moment. I'd love it if you could share it on your social media, perhaps a little pic if you're listening, and I'll look forward to speaking with you next time.